This is Conscious Lifestyles, the eco-friendly show for people, animals, and the planet.
We're actually learning from our surroundings.
If you want to be green, you first need to be conscious.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing, absolutely.
Now, here's the host of Conscious Lifestyles, Ginger Leilani Chapin.
Hey there. Welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles Radio Show. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. Thanks so much for joining us today. I have a return guest who's a very special guest and a friend of mine, Deb DeVar of Path to Perfect Health. I am very much a user of all of her products, and I never, ever, ever do infomercials. Everybody knows that. I have people on my show who are so incredibly knowledgeable at everything that they do that I want to share them with my audience. So thank you, Deb, for returning to my show.
Well, thank you. It's always a pleasure and so much fun to be on your show.
Well, you know, you and I have had this conversation many times. I want to talk about the dangerous additives that are put into USDA organic labeled skincare products that you will find at almost every health food store, every Whole Foods, every store that says that they sell skincare. And I'm pretty upset about it because I'm seeing things like methylparaben, I'm seeing phenoxyethanol, I'm seeing propylene glycol, I'm seeing sodium benzoate. Can you describe to my audience what those things are and why they are so dangerous?
Well, they are caustic chemicals. I can give you a little history and make it real simple for people to choose wisely. As early as 2004, there were 2,983 chemicals used in personal care products that were known to be toxic, cause biological mutations, disrupt the reproduction system in females, and 778 of those caused acute toxicity. Now, you would think that today, in 2015, things would have changed because those toxins are now known to cause cancer, Alzheimer's, neurological disorders, autoimmune disease, psychological issues like depression, anxiety, hyperactivity, chronic fatigue, and allergies and hypersensitivity. But today, 2015, there's presently 75,000 to 100,000 in use, these caustic chemicals, and there are an additional 1,000 that are introduced every year. Now, skincare and the food industry is very similar. Just like the food industry has discovered and sets up testing labs with food enhancers. So it's all chemicals. It's not real food. And these are all chemicals in our personal care because it's very, very cheap to make synthetic products. And they can legally label them organic. And it's sad that what I found out, because I didn't intend to make handmade skincare, but what I found out as I visited labs throughout our country is that the FDA requires, it's a mandated constituent or statute that if you're using an FDA-approved lab, that you have to use chemical preservatives. And there has to be a two-year shelf life. So what I can say is if you're buying a water-soluble product like a cream, there's no way that that can have a shelf life of 2 years. I know because I hand make in small batches our skincare. And if they're not going to have a preservative of any kind, even a natural preservative, then there is no shelf life. It's organic like food. So oil soluble products can last a little longer, but if it's water soluble, then no, it cannot be raw and organic and have any type of a shelf life.
So that's why they're putting in things like phenoxyethanol and other very dangerous parabens and other preservatives. But, you know, the problem with that is that you're slathering on, like you were saying earlier, cancer-causing, also aging. It causes aging products. I mean, so you're kind of countering what it is that you're trying to do.
Exactly. They're actually neurotoxins, and they disrupt the central nervous system.
Wow. That's even worse. I mean, that's even something more horrifying, you know, because now you've got, you have your central nervous system is being disrupted, and your entire body, everything is like an orchestra in your body, and your central nervous system is the conductor.
Absolutely. And it really is different today than it was just 60 years ago, because you can look at the liver, and the liver has a phase 1 and a phase 2. And in phase 1, the water-soluble toxins, and 60 years ago we just had alcohol, caffeine, and nicotine, were able to be neutralized in the large lobe of the liver. Well, now, today, most of our toxins are fat-soluble, and the fat-soluble toxins can only be neutralized in the small lobe of the liver. So it's very labor-intensive for our liver, and we have the liver has 500 functions. So now we're just dumping all these fat-soluble toxins into our body. Anything you absorb through the skin, inhale, and digest goes into the bloodstream. So people just are not aware that these chemicals are very hard on our body to be able to neutralize. And that's where the essential oils are so powerful, because they can assist. I start with people with what they can control. You have absolute control over what goes in your mouth, what goes on your skin, and in your home environment. And 90% of us spend most of our time indoors, or I should say that differently, 90% of our time is spent indoors, and we do have control over our home environment. So I teach so many things that you can do to purify and cleanse and balance your internal environment within your body, and your internal environment, which is actually your external environment to your body, within your home and car.
Mm-hmm.
I even have on our website little plug-in diffusers for your car. So you can put a couple drops of our essential oil formulas right there and purify your car as you're on the freeway, so you're not breathing in everyone else's fumes.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. Where can I get that?
Those are on our website. Just go to shop and click on essential oils, and then you'll see essential oil diffusers.
Okay, tell my audience your website.
Path, like the path that you walk on, PATH, path2TO, perfecthealth.com.
Well, you know, I've been a fan of yours for a long time. You've been on my show many times to educate my audience. And even when I speak to you privately, you educate me, because there's always something lurking in something that you used to think was pure. And then unbeknownst to you, it got bought out by some large skincare or makeup cosmetics company, because everybody wants to get into Whole Foods. Everybody. So what they do is they buy out the small mom and pop companies, and it's happened to a bunch of them, as you know, and they're under the label or the guise of this mom and pop, but they're run by, you know, say, Procter & Gamble or some large company that you have no idea bought it out and has corrupted the ingredients.
Oh, it happens all the time. And I've been approached myself 4 times.
Wow.
And I explain when they're wanting me to get into a contract to formulate their natural skincare, because you use our skincare, as you know, 1 time, and you're just basically addicted, because not only does it completely relax your facial muscles and, you know, enhance your, you know, glow of your skin, but it's working on a cellular level, mm-hmm. not just on the skin, but in the entire body, mind. So you do. Your body just craves it, and that's what they're looking for. Like a one-time use, I'm addicted type product. That's what the whole food industry has figured out, actually, is how to light up our brain chemistry like heroin and cocaine, you know, with the layering of sugars, fats, and salts. So
yeah, the excitotoxins, the chemicals they put in there. Yeah. Exactly. Make no mistake, everybody, the chemicals that are being bombarded at you, and this is the whole point of my show, are coming through skincare, shampoo, your personal body products, but they're also coming through your cleaning products for your home, your gardening products. That's a huge one. And then you can't control the fumes of the car that just drove by you. We do have to go to a break, but everyone who's listening, I really want you to understand that you can take control of your life one day at a time, one step at a time. We're talking with Deb DeVar, a good friend of mine from Path to Perfect Health today.
The first step in going green is to be conscious.
I enjoy your program so much.
Well, let's get back to conscious lifestyles. Here's Ginger.
Hey there. Welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I'm talking today with Deb DeVar from the Path to Perfect Health. You can find them on PathToPerfectHealth.com. It's also Path to Perfect Skin. We are talking about toxins lurking, very dangerous chemicals that are lurking in your skincare that not only are dangerous for your central nervous system, for your liver, for your entire body, but they also cause aging. So why would you buy a product that creates aging on your face and on your body? That doesn't make any sense. So thanks, Deb, for continuing on this conversation.
Sure. I want to back up a little bit about why I speak, you know, with authority. And it is because I actually did the research. I kept seeing these stress patterns, these chronic diseases starting in people. They kept starting younger and younger. Our lifespan has regressed and turned backwards. As of 1986, children are dying younger than their parents did. And now we're seeing chronic diseases in 12-year-olds with diabetes. So we can't look at it as age diseases. So I kept seeing this over and over. And to do research on living humans, I had to set up a system where I could, because all of the research on chronic diseases in our country is done on dead people. And I really wanted to have measured results. So I set up a state license, a state-approved college. And for 28 years, I was able to track 850 subjects that equated to 250 families, three generations deep. So it cost $1.5 million out of pocket and 80 hours a week for 28 years of my life. But I did learn how to reverse all chronic diseases, which are in our country food and stress related. And when I say the word stress, I'm not talking about mental stress. I'm talking about how the muscles in the body contract in a defense response, which hinders the blood flow, which hinders the nutrition, and there are areas that will start being compromised. So when I was working with chronic diseased people, their skin is what I used as a delivery medium to the bloodstream. That was how I could legally experiment on living humans. 5 years into the research project, I had been using all types of botanical tinctures, the essential oils, flora essences, homeopathic remedies, and it wasn't long, very shortly, that I discovered the essential oils are the most powerful, safe, stable, and easy to use and affordable support that we can apply, self-apply every day. And it's the history on the essential oils is fascinating because they were not available to the general public throughout history. It's only been within, Grafose in France that, you know, really brought it into mainstream. And now there are a lot of multi-level companies out there that have done a great job on educating the general public. Mm-hmm. So, but I can tell you for sure, you know, just from my research, and I didn't regurgitate other people's research, I was able to base my research on the findings of my friends like Bruce Lipton and Candace Pert with the opiate receptors and receptor mapping, and how the olfactory is the first of the cranial nerves, all 12 of the cranial nerves. It's your olfactory.
That's when you sniff in you cup your hands and that you sniff it in through your nose is what you're talking about. It goes
through the nose
into the brain. You know, and I wanted to ask you very quickly, why has no university tried to study this and bring this to light? Because, you know, being an herbalist, and I continue to study herbalism, I'm on my way to be a master herbalist. However, we have to study the Bible intensely, really. And all throughout the Bible, not only are herbs used, but essential oils. You know, they brought essential oils to baby Jesus. And, you know, they were used extensively by Cleopatra and all of the royalty throughout history, including today. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, why does the Princess Catherine, I think, who just gave birth to a baby, why does she look so great? Well, they have been using essential oils and organic food for quite some time. The royal family has.
I mean, you can look, since you brought the Bible up, Revelation is says specifically, and I've written Holistic Health Biblically, and that's for free. On my website, you just go to shop, go to ebooks, and download your free copy of Biblical Health. But in Revelation, it states really clearly that the merchants of this time will seduce all nations. And that's your pharmaceuticals and corporation, all the corporations with the pharmaceuticals and the poisonous food chemicals, because it disrupts the connection. Our spiritual connection, which is in an emotional, biochemical, neuropeptide system in our body. So
that's an important point, Deb. I mean, yeah, that's an important point.
It's huge.
You're
it's
disconnecting.
Huge.
I want people to understand that. When you put toxic food and toxic materials into and onto your body, that includes pharmaceutical drugs, that includes processed foods, that includes processed sugar, that includes chemical-laden, highly processed, highly advertised makeup and skincare that ages you, it also intoxicates your body. Your liver cannot keep up. And the point that you are making is that you now are spiritually disconnected from your own spirit. That is such a huge point, and I really hope that it's not too big for my audience to grasp that, because people who have toxic behavior, violence, or dishonesty of any level, etc., those people have been disconnected from their own spirit. It's amazing to watch. Go ahead, Deb.
Well, you can speak this to any language and any teaching, because it is the disconnection from humane behavior.
Yes.
I really went to prayer to find the scripture support, because so many Christians were confused about the essential oils. I just always realized if they were good enough for Jesus, they're definitely good enough for me. But in Samuel, 1 Samuel 6 through 10, you know, Samuel was instructed to get the horn of oil and anoint Saul, and again to anoint David so that they could have the mind of God. So that was the first time I saw the connection scripturally supported, but just throughout understanding how the human body as an organism creates itself, how nature is so perfect. I mean, think about it. Two tiny cells and a spark of energy come together, and within roughly 9 months, you have a complete functioning organism. And only 2% of us are born with a birth defect that hinders the repair process. So that means 98% of us function perfectly. And every 24 hours, those cells are going to duplicate. So you can break down your healing to every.
Okay, Deb, hold that thought. We've got to go to a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
The first step in going green is to be conscious.
I enjoy your program so much.
Well, let's get back to Conscious Lifestyles. Here's Ginger.
Hey there. Welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. I'm talking with Deb DeVar today of Path to Perfect Health. You can check them out on pathtoperfecthealth.com. I've had you, Deb, on my show many times. You are a wealth of knowledge on natural healing as well as on natural skincare. And I want my audience to understand that you've been duped. A lot of things that are sold in natural food stores and places like Whole Foods are filled with extremely toxic materials and chemicals and additives that are not only aging, but they damage your liver. And as Deb was describing, they really damage your spiritual connection to yourself. So you were making a good point before we went to the break. So I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just explaining that, getting to the fact that every single human organism, we function identically. We beat our heart, our blood circulates, we regulate our blood and body fluids, we digest, excrete our waste, assimilate our nutrients. So we all function exactly the same. The first of the 12 cranial nerves is the olfactory. It is the only central nervous system tissue in direct contact with our environment, which is open for therapeutic treatment. So that is why the essential oils can be so effective. They're teeny weeny little airborne molecules are absorbed right up into the epithelium tissue, and they're so amazing. They synaptic on these mitral cells that are right there at the olfactory bulb, which is your first of the 12 cranial nerves. So that is actually woven into every one of your 65 trillion cells in every aspect and system of your human body. So you immediately transition your state of being by inhaling. So there's no confusion to me when you know that there are 1,600 passages actually in the Bible that support the healing oil. Mm-hmm. And it is hardcore science. Today we know that the essential oils use three very specific delivery systems in the human body. So the way I teach it is you always inhale. When you inhale, you immediately have instant messaging with the entire central nervous system, and you have a delivery system by messenger, which is a quick second of, like if you feel embarrassed and you get the flash throughout the red cheeks, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just a tiny bit delayed compared to instant messaging, because that is the communication going on between the hypothalamus and the pituitary to the endocrine system, which all your hormones, all your neuropeptides, all your messengers are created from your endocrine system. And then local-to-local cell communication, which would be in the case of inflammation or infection or pain.
Well, it was funny. I was at an outdoor market the other day, and I came across this natural, quote-unquote, skincare that's locally made. And this woman was saying to me, she has to put some parabens and things like that into what she's doing because, she otherwise, wouldn't be able to preserve it. And I said, that's not really true. And I didn't want to argue with her, but I said, you're putting into your natural, homemade, handmade skincare products that are being put into the mass-produced products, and you're really not doing yourself any good. And I just said, it doesn't have to be that way. Essential oils can be the preservative. So, I think a lot of people are very disconnected from essential oils, and like you were saying in the Bible, they were used on Jesus. Mary Magdalene used essential oils on Jesus before he was crucified. Baby Jesus was given essential oils by the three wise men.
It was their medicine. They're the strongest antiseptics, antibacterial, antimicrobial, antibiotic in existence to this day. So they are very powerful. And that was the medicine at that time. We've only gotten away from plant-based diet, plant-based medicine the last 60 years with the corporate, propaganda and brainwashing everybody and telling everybody, what they have to be and live and how to eat and how many times a day to eat and all of that.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I mean, you have to personally decide, are you going to be continually played for profit and be a part of the sick management healthcare system? Are you going to step out, get to my website, pathtoperfecthealth.com? I have put everything there for free.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. You can spend months educating yourself. When does your body's natural cleansing time happen? How do you support that? Why do you, fruits, organic fruits and vegetables, raw juicing and sprouting, and how to sprout your own sprouts, give your 65 trillion cells every element that they require to have a healthier duplication every 24 hours. So every 24 hours, you can be gaining your health for pennies a day.
Right. Yeah, and there's a real conspiracy. When you watch any TV show, or even when you open the newspaper, watch the news, listen to the news, what have you, there is such a conspiracy. The conspiracy has been going on since Noah landed on the rock, and that's people did not eat any animal products until Noah landed on the rock. Prior to that, people were living almost 1,000 years. And, you know, modern science, quote unquote, gives themselves a pat on the back if someone lives to 85. It's ridiculous. You start to almost laugh at the stupidity when you start to get healthier and healthier and you start to understand the truth for what it really is and you understand the history. And that also it means you understand the Torah and the Bible. And so you and I have both studied that fairly extensively just because of what we do. But that's the problem, is that you even have religious people who I'm sure have come to some of your lectures, Deb, in Los Angeles, who might even argue with you because they don't even know the history of the Bible and the Torah themselves.
Well, that's where you've got to just see that Jesus was the perfect model. He never chased around people that, oh, here, let me heal you. You know, they came to him, and then it was, do you believe? So he who lacks wisdom, you know, you have to ask. I was guided every step of this way, and everything came through me. I mean, I had to actually experiment because I'm not going to say I didn't have a faith level. I just understood that I was to teach it. So I had to really do it. That's why I set up the college. I couldn't have, I mean, if someone would have said, you're going to spend 28 years of your life working 80 hours a week and it's going to cost you $1.5 million out of your own pocket, I would have said, yeah, you're on crack. Mm-hmm. But I was given each step of the way to be able to put this together. Each of my formulas, we've never talked like this before, but each one of my formulas was divinely shown to me. And I was not only shown the elements and the constituents, how the atoms configure into molecular structuring, I was shown how it's going to work in the body and what the block is in the body that is causing the MS or the paralyzation or the stomach disruption and the inability to digest. So, I mean, that's how we were able to get 200 kids off Ritalin 1 year.
Wow.
But,
you know, that's
sure.
The thing is that why has no university, that was my question earlier, you know, it seems to me that they, if they're doing quote unquote research and they want to find quote unquote cures, and you know what I'm getting at here, why have they
go ahead. You know, they don't, because there's no money to be made off of healthy people.
Right.
But they do in other countries, many universities.
In Israel. I know Israel does, and I know certain parts of Europe do. But, you know, I just find that to be very, very sad that this information, hopefully when someone's listening to the radio, driving down the street, they come across it, or they may come across your website. They may come across it through some of the wonderful natural healing websites that are out there. But, you know, that's the problem, is that it's not mainstream and there's such a conspiracy.
Well, it's true, but if you're going to be blind or just decide that you're going to get some fatal disease that you don't have to get, I mean, I have to be honest, my own parents don't listen to me, you know?
Yeah, but you know what's funny? And I talked about this last week on my show. I have an uncle down in Texas who was a big meat eater. He just came to me and he said, I need help. I want to lose weight. He's had polio all of his life and the after effects of it. And I said, I'm happy to help you, but we've got to start with your diet. And he just called and left me a message. This was 2 weeks ago where he started. And he's thanking me profusely. He's singing my praises. He's saying, thank you so much for helping me, showing me a whole different way. I feel better already. So this can happen.
So quickly.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, so I want everyone to understand there is hope for you. You don't have to live in a chronically ill state. We have to go to a break. We'll be right back. We are talking with Deb DeVar today of Path to Perfect Health. Go check him out, PathToPerfectHealth.com. This is Conscious Lifestyle.
The first step in going green is to be conscious.
I enjoy your program so much.
Well, let's get back to Conscious Lifestyles. Here's Ginger.
Hey there. Welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I am talking with Deb DeVar today. She's been a guest on my show many times, and it never seems like it's enough time, Deb, to talk about everything we want to talk about. But you can check her out on PathToPerfectHealth.com. I urge you, please, to educate yourself. There is a real conspiracy to keep people blinded, sick, and the status quo, unfortunately, which is something that made me sick, and it ultimately killed three of my pets, by over-vaccinating and bad food, processed foods. You know, I personally became chronically ill about 15 years ago before I found my way to natural healing by the grace of God. So, Deb, continue your thought process on, you know, how can people, first of all, explain to us how you can use essential oils and why they're so important to incorporate into your life?
Well, mine are very simple to use. I take all the guesswork out of it. If you go to the website and click on a shop in essential oils, you'll see the categories right there. And it's for the mind, the body, spirit, and emotion. So you just click on whatever you need support with. And you don't need all of them all at once. You can take your healing in stages. But I think if you just realize that there's only three reasons that the human body cannot heal from anything and everything, and I can say that because I've seen it over and over. I've seen diabetes clients totally eradicate diabetes type 1 and type 2 in 4 to 30 days. So I've seen it. So I can say it will happen. But there are only three things that prevent the body from being able to heal itself. And that's too many toxins in the bloodstream, not enough of the correct nutrients, which is 60 minerals, 12 vitamins, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and enzymes. And then you need to have enough life force left in your body, ATP, battery, juice, to get the healing job done. Now, what can hinder it is scar tissue or muscle kinks. And the muscle kinks happen over time of chronically tightening up your muscles in a defense stress response. Mm. So it's really important to be able to stretch out those kinks, get regular massage, and keep the blood circulating. Now, one drop of blood, you've got to start looking at your blood as your healing tool. So you want to load it down with those vital nutrients and just raw juicing. And we have so many recipes for free on the website. Just click learn and raw food recipes. And one of the simplest, most affordable, and most dense nutrient rich is carrots, apples, and cucumber.
Mm-hmm.
And just do that every day. Do 8 ounces of that every day, and you've got more than enough nutrition to start healing the body. And then you just want to subside from all the poisons. So when you click on learn, click on posts and go to daily poisons and learn about everything you're talking about. It's all there for you in one post. Every neurotoxin and all the things that they're sneaking in on us and exactly what to stay away from and all about the vaccines and the personal care and the cleaning products, it's all there for you.
Let me ask you something. Why, when you see people like President Obama or any talking head on television, whether it be a newscaster or someone who claims to be a doctor, using scare tactics and telling people to vaccinate their children with measles or any other vaccine. But then they don't bother to mention the processed foods that make children vulnerable to all disease, the mucus and fungus forming foods that are highly, highly advertised and are served in our children's schools if they go to public school. I mean, why is there such a ridiculous sense of disconnection there? It's ridiculous to me.
Well, it's really easy actually to understand that. Our government's controlled by the corporations, and any school that receives the award of the Healthy Lunch Program are forced to use the packaged, chemically laced, dead corporate foods because they know, because of the flavor enhancers and the addiction of the sugars, fats, and salts that light up the brain chemistry like cocaine and heroin, they know that as they are children and having fun, childhood memories associated with their branding that they are creating, very, very young, unconscious, over-consuming adults who will start their diseases very, very young. And the younger you start your disease, then the more chemicals and prescriptions and surgeries they will be able to get out of one human organism. Mm. So like I said, you have to decide what camp you're in. And again, we've made everything so simple. Just get to the website. Doctors themselves don't want their families on the drugs. They know. They spend months on my website just lining up all the dots. I do teach local classes. I have a holistic self-care boot camp. And
in the Los Angeles area, so anyone who's in the LA area, you also have a spa. Just want to get that plug in down in the Long Beach.
Long Beach area. Thank you. And we have tasting parties where for $20 you come and hear the lecture, but you get to taste healthy layerings of those addictions because we can use healthy fats. We can use natural sweeteners that won't spike the glycemic chart.
And they feed your body. That's the difference. You're not feeding your body when you are eating processed foods, when you're eating animal products. Let me get that in. You are separating your spirit from your body and from your brain and from your consciousness when you eat those products. You know, I believe that animals that are brutally murdered come back to haunt us from the grave if you eat them, because all of the diseases that are chronic, degenerative, that are so prevalent today are directly related to eating a mucus, fungus-forming, disease-forming, quote-unquote, food. I won't call it food, but products, and most of them are animal products. So, you know, and processed foods. So just connect the dots. Go ahead. We've got about 40 seconds left. Go ahead.
Okay. You need to go purchase a book called Meatonomics and watch on Netflix Forks Over Knives. And the new one that just came out is sensational, called Fed Up. Mm-hmm. And if people will go to the website and sign up for my newsletter, I send one out every week, and you get a new recipe for a new juice. You get mainstream understanding of how this is all happening right under our nose.
Deb, we have to close up the show, but I want to thank you. Everyone check out Path to Perfect Health. God bless.